tackle three of them and have them for breakfast now.
Pancakes, a flapjack.
What about the meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Oh, salted. You call that a streak of lean, streak of white, don't you? Okay. A fat back.
Okay. But the one that you normally have for breakfast that is smoked and so forth, you just call
bacon.
What about pressed meatloaf made from the hog's head or hog's jowl?
Souse. Call it souse.
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry? The little
pit.
How's that?
Pit.
And inside a peach?
You call that a seed or a pit. I don't even call that a pit or not. Okay. I call a cherry pit, but I call a peach seed.
Okay. And what do you call that peach whose meat clings to the seed?
Oh, a cling stone.
And if it's separate?
Free stone.
How's that?
Free stone.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled to be cooked?
Pole beans, and there's a bunch of beans. And Kentucky Wonder pole bean is about the best variety I've ever known.
Okay, and those that do have to be shelled?
Beans, limas, or we call them butter beans mostly in this country. In this section, we call them butter beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be cooked and eaten?
Greens, turnip greens. I've got some on the stove right now. Smell them?
Yes, they smell good. Do you all cook the tops of beets?
I've never, no.
Okay.
I hear they're quite good, but I've never.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten this way?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel but is smaller and runs around on the ground? What about like that?
Now? Oh, I know. Well,
you don't have
chipmunks. They have in Atlanta. I don't have them here. Chipmunks, I think.
Okay, and the little animal is black with a white stripe down his back and smells bad.
Skunk or polecat.
Okay, you say both words.
Some people say polecat, and some people say skunk.
Okay, you probably more likely to say
skunk.
Okay, and what about a little creature about so big that hops along on the ground?
Rabbits.
The little one, you know, makes grunt, grunt, grunt. No, the
green frogs?
Right.
Uh-huh.
What about if it lives on land or water?
Well, toad frog. I don't know what the difference of that is. Toad frog and a bullfrog and a toad frog and a... Oh, what do you call that?
What about the little one that makes a chirping noise?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Cricket, I don't know. That's a chicken or the frog. No, I don't
think. But the toad frog is the one that lives in land, and the bullfrog is the one that lives in water.
I don't know. What do you make frog legs from? Which one? The bullfrog?
That's the water one, I think.
The water one? Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't really know.
All right. What about ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
What about what kind of worms?
What if
ordinary worms?
If you're going to go fishing.
Red wrigglers.
Okay.
Red wrigglers or just these earthworms, mostly too.
Okay. Do you
Catawba worms? Oh, we've got all kinds of fishing bait. This is fishing country.
Sure. Okay, what about a larger worm used for bait? Is there anything else? Or maybe some of these are larger.
Earthworms come in different sizes, I understand.
Okay. What do you call that insect that sends light on and off in the summertime?
Firefly. We call them lightning bugs.
Okay. And an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes.
Mosquitoes.
Now, the mosquitoes are the little thing that, you know, stings, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that's about that long and has filmy wings.
And float and flies around ponds?
Yes. Maybe there are other places, too. Okay.
Call that a horsefly?
Maybe.
That's not right.
Listen, see which of these sounds familiar.
Right.
Darning needle, devil's darning needle, dragonfly, ear sower, spindle, mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk. I've heard of mosquito hawk.
Okay.
A dragonfly, I heard of that, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud in the field?
Dirt dauber.
How's that?
Dirt.